You are listening to Lehman College's Science for You series. I am Daisha Harold. Do you think that music and mathematics have anything in common? Well, today, Professor Rob Schneiderman tells us how the processes of mathematics and music can be similar. He also discusses his research in low-dimensional topology. That's the study of knotted circles and surfaces sitting inside three- and four-dimensional spaces. For instance, just as a string can be tied into a knot in three-dimensional space, so can spheres be knotted in four-dimensional space.
How do you use your music experience in the classroom with your math students?
Sometimes I use analogies from music, like the practicing an instrument analogy, to encourage people to put in the hours working. And I guess by learning how to play jazz, I know the experience of going from not knowing something to really learning it, learning something that's abstract. So I can empathize with students who are trying to learn mathematics.
Many schools are incorporating music into the curriculum in order to help students to better learn and understand math. What do you think about that?
I guess not many people have music anxiety, but a lot of people seem to be threatened by math. I'm not sure why. It's hard, yeah, but the key is you're just trying to understand something. So I guess one good thing about music is that you can appreciate it completely without understanding it at all. So that's like a magic gift you get. But mathematics, you really have to understand in order to appreciate it. So you have to do a lot of practicing. It's like music that only musicians can hear, right? You have to spend the years practicing and learning the theory, and then the music comes to life. At least the mathematics comes to life. So I guess it would be great to be able to fight math anxiety using music. Connections between music and math, it's a little bit tricky, because some people say, oh yeah, music and math, it goes together, and I know a lot of musicians and mathematicians who feel that, and then there's a lot of great musicians who say, oh, I was never any good at mathematics, even though they're playing lots of, you know, sophisticated musical ideas that I see are very similar to mathematics. So it's not clear what a direct connection is, but one thing's for sure is the learning process is very similar. So in music, you are taught things like theory, and you learn from other musicians, you know, what works better than something else. But ultimately, you have to sit and practice by yourself. And this deep contemplation is what allows you to get better. So the same thing happens in mathematics. You know, you really have to spend a lot of time by yourself working on it. So being a musician who knew how to practice helped me learn mathematics. Right away I saw, okay, I have to do this mostly on my own. And you get guidance, but then you put in a lot of time by yourself. So the learning process is very similar.
Why is it that U.S. students have such a hard time with math, learning it and absorbing the concepts of math?
Well, I'm not sure of the statistics about where the U.S. stands in ability of students to learn math, but I know it's a challenge to get students to learn mathematics, and I think it's mainly part of a bigger problem, and that is that just primary school education in general, high school in general, universities in general are maybe not as well funded, and it's not as much weight is given to their importance in society. So I'm not sure that we're behind in math any farther than we're behind in any other field, although I think math takes a lot of concentration, and perhaps things like television and emphasis on short-term returns in society might discourage people from concentrating for long periods.